Okay, picking it up now with the top line of Chagiga Yud Gimel. The Gemara is going to talk about how many firmaments in Shemayim are there. So Gemara says like this, top line, Omer Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Od Rekia Echad Yesh Lamala Mirosh Echayos. There's another Rekia, another firmament that's above the heads of these Chayos, these divine angels. Dechsev Udmus Al Rosh Echaya Rekia Ke'en Hakerach Hanora. Over the heads of these chayos, there was the rakia, the color of a terrible ice. Pasuk in Yechezkel. Ad kan yesh lecha reshus ledaber. So the Gemara says, up until here, you have permission to talk about. Mikan ve'elach, but from here on, you don't. Ein lecha reshus ledaber. You can't speak. Shekin kosu be'sefer ben Sira. It says in the book of Ben Sira, be'mufla. Mimcha al tidrosh, what's above you, you shouldn't try to figure out. Uv mechusa mimcha, what's covering you, al tachko. Don't make any chakiras about that, trying to investigate it. B'masha hura sheisa tizbonein, you can reflect on things that are permitted to you. Ein lecha esik bin estaros, but don't have any business, don't occupy yourself, like an esik is a business. Don't make a business out of things that are hidden. Right, that's a famous phrase you'll find in Sfar when people say, I don't really have any idea what this Kabbalah thing is talking about. Ein esik bin estaros. Here it is, the Gemara in Chagiga Yud Gimel. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Omer Yochanan ben Zakkai, Matashuv Heshivatu Bas Kol Oisa Rosha. So what did the Bas Kol say to that Rosha, referring to Nebuchadnezzar? B'shasha Om, when he said, E'ele Albamose Av Adam El Elyon, I'm going to go above the clouds and compare myself to the Elyon, to Hashem, the one who's most high. Yatzabaskova Amalo, it said to him, Rosha ben Rosha, you Nebuchadnezzar, the Rosha, the son of a Rosha, Ben Benosha, Nimrod HaRosha, you're descendant of Nimrod, who was a Rosha. Shehim read Kol HaOlam Kulo Allah the Malchusuk, because Nimrod caused the whole creation to rebel again. The name itself is Merida, Nimrod. Now, the Meforshim point out that the Tosfos said that really Nebuchadnezzar could not have been a descendant directly from Nimrod, because Nimrod was from Cham and Nebuchadnezzar comes from Shem. But because they're acting the same way, the Tori Evan, the Marashah explains like this, you know, the Rashash says that a person could be called a son based upon their actions, like he uses the expression Ben Belial, right? So that's over here also, Rosha Ben Rosha, even though they're not biological descendants, certainly were ideological descendants. Comes the Moran and says, Lamala mehen chayos hakodesh, above all the rikios are these chayos hakodesh, ragle hachayos keneged kulam, and the feet of these correspond to the distance of all of them, karsuli hachayos keneged kulam, and the ankles of these correspond to all of them, shoki hachayos keneged kulam, and the shok, which we'll translate now as like the shin or the calf, is above. Ruchuve chayos keneged kulan. The knees of them are correspond to them. Yarche chayos keneged kulan. The thighs go up to them. Gufe chayos keneged kulan. The bodies of them correspond to each one. Tzavre chayos keneged kulan. The necks of them are correspond to all these. Roshe chayos keneged kulan. The heads. Karne chayos keneged kulan. The horns of them. Lamala mehen kisya kavod. And above all this is the kisya kavod, Hashem's throne. Ragle kisya kavod keneged kulan. And the feet of the Kisya Kavod correspond to all these before it. Kisya Kavod Keneged Kulan. The Kisya itself is corresponding to all these. So Melech Kel Chai V'Kayom Ram V'Nisa Shochin Aleihem. And Hashem is above all of this. V'Ato and you, Nebuchadnezzar, the Rosh Amart, and you said, Ela Almas B'mose Av Adam Le'Elyon. I'm going to go above the clouds and be like Hashem. The next Pasuk, very next Pasuk says, Ach El Sha'ol Turad Al Yarkasevor. You're going to go to the lowest parts of the pit. The Pasuk in Yeshayahu says this. So you make a cheshbon as to it takes 500 years to go from one rakia to the other. So I saw they made a cheshbon as if each one of these connected to the one before it, this would be the corresponding of 14,336,000 years away. Okay, so that's a pretty long time. So it's coming to bring this out. One halachic point we can learn from this all thing, it was going in ascending order from the lower parts of the body going up. Right, first it started with the regel, the karsule, then it goes to the shok, then it goes to the ruchuv, to the knee. So there's a gemara in brachas that has a discussion. Where is, we know that the shok of a woman is an erva. So is that the thigh above the knee, or is that the calf below the knee? So it would seem from here that would be below the knee. Okay. Then the Gemara now starts talking about what's the din teaching Maisim Merkava to one person, to an individual. So the Gemara said, Lo b'merkava b'yachid. You're not allowed to teach. The Mishnah said you can't teach the Maisim Merkava to an individual person. Tani Rabbi Chia Aval Moisrin Lo Roshe Prakim. But you could give him the general outlines of the idea, and he could pretty much figure it out on his own. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisodiyah Torah says Tzivu Chachamim. This is in where Yisodiyah Torah, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Beis. Tzivu Chachamim Harishonim Shelo Lidroish B'Devarim Elu El Ish Echa Bilvad V'Hu Shiye Chacham U'Mevi Midaito. Va'acherkach Moisrin Lo Roshe Aprakim Omodiyin Oso Shemetz Min Hadaver V'Hu Mevi Midaito V'Yeda Soif Hadaver La'Amko. So we give over the major, like the outline of these things, and he would figure on his own. Udvarim Eile Dvarim Amukim Heim Ad L'Maod. They're very, very deep ideas. Ve'ein Kol Das V'Das Ru'uya L'Savla. Not everyone can has the power to be soiled to understand and to correctly ponder these things. Ve'aleim Amar Shlomo Chachmoso Derech Moshel Kivosim L'Levushecha. These are lambs for your clothing. Like keves, a lamb means something to be hidden. Kacham ruchachamim beferush moshel zel dvarim shehin kivishono shel olam yihu levushcha kloimer lechal levadcha. These are for yourself. Va'al tidrosh oksam berab, and don't speak public about these things. Va'lehim omer yihu lechal levadecha ve'ein lezorim itoch. These should be only for you, and you shouldn't really discuss these things in public. Va'lehim omer dabar v'chal of tachas leshonech. It should be sweet things under your tongue. Kach pirsh chachamim harishonim devarim shehein kidvash v'chalav. The sweetness of the Torah, the secrets of the Torah, yutachas l'shonech, should be under your tongue, and you shouldn't speak about them openly. So the Gemara is going to quote these ideas in a minute. We are up to Amar Rabbi Zeira. Ein moser Moshe prakim el la'av bezin. We only get over to the av bezin lechomi shalibo doeg bikirbo. And anybody who takes these things seriously, literally means someone whose heart is worried, but it means he's concerned about these things, right? And he wants to do a tshuva. He wants to make sure he's roy lekach. Igadami. Some say it's different. It's not two separate categories. It's two modifications of the same category. Who vehu shalibo doeg bikirbo? I mean, that's going on the av bezin. It has to be an av bezin who is worried about these and trembling about these things. Omer Rabbi Ami Ein Moisrin Sisri Torah El Mishiyesh Bo Chamisha Devarim. We only give over the secrets of Torah to a person who possesses five things: Sar Chamishim Nesui Fonim VeYoitz VeChocham Haroshim Unvon Lachosh. He has to be a person of favor, a counselor, a cunning charmer, and a skillful enchanter. That's the types they give over here. But Omer Rabbi Ami Ein Moisrin Divrei Torah LeGoy. We don't give over Divrei Torah to a goy. It does not say ein melamdin. It says ein mosrin. We don't give that. We'll explain what that means. Shneimar v'osachin l'chol goy mishpatim bal yedoum. So there are certain times when you're allowed to teach. The concern, the halachic issue over here that the post came to deal with is of lifnei iver, that you're not allowed to teach them. However, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think in Nun Zion, says that a goy who learns Torah is like a Kohen Gadol. So it says, oh, Lokasha, you're not Chayav Misa for teaching them if it's their Sheva Mitzvos. They have to know and learn and understand what their Sheva Mitzvos are. And another case where it is permissible to teach Torah is if a person is potentially going to become a Ger. So they have to know what the halachos are. But sometimes it can be careful. You have to be, and people ask you, why do you do certain things? You know, why are you eating the matzah? Why are you shaking lulav? Why are you blowing shofar? So there's concern as to what exactly you're allowed to share. Some of the meforshim, how appropriate for the Daf HaShavua. Some of the meforshim point out that when you the original Daf HaShavua was the broadcast by Rabbi Teitz, Zichron Levracha, where he used to broadcast publicly a radio. He says, what do you mean? It's lifnei iver. A guy could turn on the radio and listen to the thing. You put it on you have a Daf HaShavua app. You have it on the websites. You have it on any Torah Anytime. OU. You have YU Torah. You have all these websites. Anyone can go along, Jew and non-Jew. What's the heter? So the heter is because since it's out there, it's not going to trey abed and ara that anybody could get to it. So it's not as if you're necessarily enabling him. You're giving it over to him directly. But there is a discussion, the unfortunate quote over here, based on Chagiga Yud Gimel. Okay, next in the Gemara. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Ta Agmaroch B'maise HaMerkava. I want, come and I'm going to teach you the Maise Merkava. Amalei Lokash, Lokashoi. I'm not old enough. I'm not well, what's the word I'm looking for? well-grounded, I guess. Kikash. But now, when he grew older, Nachnashed Rabbi Yochanan. So when Rabbi Yochanan already passed away. So Amalei Rav Asi, Tov Agmarach B'maisa Merkava. He says, come, I'm going to teach you Maisa Merkava. So Amalei, so he said, Izakoy, if I would have been Zoyche, if I would have merited it, Gemirto Merabi Yochanan Rabach. I would have learned from Yochanan, your teacher. So meaning, it seems like I'm not worthy of it, because if I really was supposed to get it, I would have gotten from him directly, not from you. I would have gotten from the Rebbe directly. Rabbi Yosef have a gemir ma'ase merkava. Rabbi Yosef would learn ma'ase merkava, and he was holding in this. Savi bepumba disa have tana b'ma'ase bereshis. And the sabi, the elders, the zakena pumba disa, they would study ma'ase bereshis. So Amr leis, they said to Rabbi Yosef, ligmurlan mar ma'ase merkava. Come teach us ma'ase merkava. Amr lehu agmarun li ma'ase bereshis. You teach me ma'ase bereshis. Bosa da agmarun. Once they had learned it. Amrle ligmarun mar b'maisa merkava. Now we taught you, so you teach us. Amrlehu, he said, Tanena b'hu. We learned about the Sitchu of the Torah. The Rambam said, Devash v'chal tachas l'shonech. Honey and milk are under your tongue. Devarim shemesukim midevash. Something that's mosuk midevash. Something that's so sweet like this. V'chal v'yihu tachas l'shonech. It should remain under your tongue. We shouldn't talk about these things because if you're not really familiar with these things, you can't really give it over to other people. Rabbi Avahu Omer Mehocha. Rabbi Avahu learned it out from a different place. Kivasim l'levushach. The lambs will be your clothing, as we just quoted from in Mishlei. Devarim shehein kivishono shel olam. Yihyu tachas levushcha. Things are in the concealed part of the world. They should be under your tongue. Amrulei tenenan behu ad. Let's learn just up until the part of Yechezkel. We get to Vayomer Eli ben Adam. Teach me up to that part. So Amrulehu hein ma'isim rakava. No, that is the very that's the main part of it, because those are the main details of the whole thing that we're talking about. Those psukim. So Meisvei, one second. I'll ask you a question from a Braisa. Ad heichan ma'isim rakava. How far actually does the ma'isim rakava go? What are the psukim that are dealing with this? Rebbe Omer ad va'era basra, until it gets to the word va'era the second time. Rebbe Yitzchak Omer ad hachashmal. So hashmal in modern Hebrew means electricity, but that's not what the word means over here. It means something very impressive. When they made up the Hebrew language for modern Hebrew, they had to find a word for electricity, so they borrowed it from this. But I'm not sure it's really the best translation of hashmal. I'm not sure what the translation is actually. But from ad hachashmal ad va'era magmarinan. Therefore, you're allowed to teach up to that part. However, mikan ve'elach. But from beyond that, masrinan roshe prakim. At that point, we just give over the outlines of it. Ikeda amri someone differently ad va'era masrinan roshe prakim. Up to the va'era, we give over the roshe prakim, the main ideas. Mikan ve'elach im hu chacham evi midaito. If it's a person who's a chacham who could understand these things on his own without us, in we would give it to him. Ilo, but if he couldn't, then lo, we don't even give him the roshe prakim. Umi darshinan bechashmal. One second, ask the Gemara. Do we even talk about the chashmal? Very esoteric concept. Vaha hahu yanuka. There was a yanuka. He was a small child. The dorsh bechashmal. He was explaining in darshening this section of Yechezkel. V'nafka nura va'achalte. And a fire came out and consumed him. So you see that this is very dangerous to do chashmal. And you're telling me you are darshening. So what do you do? What is it? Yes or no? Someone says no. Shiny yanuka. It's different in the case of yanuka. Delav mate zimne. He wasn't yet ready for that. In other words, we just saw the previous case, where the Gemara had said that you had to be somebody who was on the level, right? That was the whole ma'aseh with Rabbi Yochanan and Elazar, right? And Rav Asi. You have to be prepared for this. You know, the general rule when it comes to these types of things, that the people who talk about it openly don't really know what they're talking about it. And those people who do know what they're talking about, they don't talk about it openly. So you have to be very hesitant of these mikubalim that are, floating around. Okay. Yep. Where we up to? Omer of Yehuda. Baram Zocher Oso Ish Letov. That man should be remembered for good. Who is it? V'chananya ben Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah Shemo. Why? She'omali, who, if it wasn't for him, Nigna Sefer Yechezkel. They would have buried it, suppressed the Sefer Yechezkel, where we have this whole Ma'isim Rakova, Chashmal. Shehau Devor of Soysin Divrei Torah. Because there are certain parts in Yechezkel that appeared. that appeared to be soiser to contradict Divrei Torah. So also, what do you do? They bought up 300 barrels worth of oil. Meaning they could use that for light, he could use that for cooking. I mean, he had a lot of provisions to sustain themselves. V'yashav aliyah v'darshu, and he darshened it. He explained it to reconcile everything that might have potentially been perceived as a steer. He was able to explain how it wasn't. Okay, certain din about the kohanim, etc. But now is not the time to go into what the steers were in Yechezkel. Tan Rabbanon Ma'ase b'tinok echad shehayakori b'beis rabo b'sefer Yechezkel. One time there was a tinok who was learning sefer Yechezkel v'hayamevin b'chashmal, and he understood. So yavayotza eish mechashmal usrafatu, and it came out and it burned him. Big shaligno sefer Yechezkel. So they wanted to bury, to suppress, to hide, literally, like we saw last time, the Or HaGadol, they wanted to hide Sefer Yechezkel because of this danger it has. So Amar Lehem, Chananya ben Chizkiah, im ze chacham, right? If this little kid happened to be wise, right? Hakol chachamim heim? Is everybody wise enough? Is everyone smart enough to understand this? So as we've been talking about this, but what exactly is this, right? My chashmal. What exactly is chashmal? So Amar Rav Yehuda, now we turn to Ahmed Bey's. Chayos Eish Memalos. It refers to the speaking animals of fire. B'masnisetana, we learned in a braisa, itim chashos, itim memalos. There are times when they're silent, and there's times when they speak. Right? Okay. B'shah shehadibur yoytze mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the dibur comes out, the divine speech comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chashos, they're quiet. B'shah she'ein hadibur yoytze mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when there's no speech coming out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the malos, then at that point, that's when these malachim speak. So the pasuk says, HaChayot rotzu v'shov kemare habozok. They were running and returning like the flash of bozok of lightning. My rots of a shove. What does it mean to run and return? So Amr of Yehuda ku'ur hayoytze mipi hakibshan. It's like fire that comes out from a kibshan, from a furnace. It's a fire that's continuously burning and going out and coming in, going out and coming in. My kimar habozok. What does it mean, like a flash of lightning? So Amr of Yosi bar Chanina ku'ur hayoytze mibein hacharosim. It's like a fire that comes out between pieces of a klicheris, is earthenware, right? This is used for refining gold. So that's what the word bozak means. It's like shards of these, like a kli cheres. Va'era vehine ruach sara bo'omin hatzafon onon godo ve'ish mislakachas v'noga lo saviv umitocha ke'ein hachashma mitocha eish. Pasuk says, I looked and I saw there was a stormy wind coming from the north, a great cloud with fire flashing up, that a brightness was round about it. In the midst was the color of the chashmal, in the midst of the fire. So we're asked, leheichan ozel, where did that wind go? Omer of Yehud, Omer Rav, Shehalach lichvoish es kol ha'olam kulo tachas Nebuchadnezzar ha'rasha. That wind went out in order to conquer the entire world in Nebuchadnezzar. Referring Yirmiyahu in Perek Chafhei of Yirmiyahu talks about the cup of wrath that all the nations are going to have to drink, that Nebuchadnezzar is going to conquer the world. Right? So the Gemara asks, well, why? Says the Gemara, v'kol kach lama. Why was it necessary that Nebuchadnezzar had to conquer the whole world? So the answer is, Shloyomer Umas Ha'olam, said the Umas Ha'olam, the nations of the world, wouldn't say, Beyad Umas Shefela Mosa Kodesh Baruch Hu Es Bonav, that Hashem gave over his sons, his children, the Bnei Yisrael, into a very low nation. So what happened? Really, that's a big embarrassment, if you'd be ashamed of this. So therefore, Nebuchadnezzar was made into a world leader, and that's who we fell to. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi garam li she'eyeh shamash la'ovdei psilim, right? Who caused this, right? That little be a shamash to those who worship idols. Avanoseihem shel Yisrael hein garam li. The fact that the Klal Yisrael did averos, that's what led for this to happen. I have to fight their wars. Ve'era chayos v'hine oifan echad ba'aretz eitzel achayos. There was divine creatures and one of them, an ofan is a wheel, was on the earth near these chayos. Omer Rabbi Lazar, Malach echad shehu oimid ba'aretz. There's a certain malach who stands on the earth. V'rosh magim eitzel chayos, and its head reaches up to the chayos. B'mas nisan tana, when a brisa we learned, Sandalfon shemo. This angel's name is Sandalfon. And it's 500 years taller than his chaver, his friend. And he stands behind the Merkava. And he ties crowns for his creator. So one second, Ini, is that really true? Can you make crowns for Hashem? Let Hashem's glory be from his place. In his place, there's no one who knows him. Leika, there's no one who knows him. Right? So how can you make crowns for him in that place? To Omer Shame Ataga, Va'azavayase Bereshe. It means he makes a name for the crown, and that crown goes and sits on Hashem's head by its own accord. Okay, obviously this is a metaphor. This is not meant to be taken literally. I was going to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have any physical characteristics. When we use these terms, the anthropomorphism, when we use physical words to describe Hashem, they're never, ever, ever meant to be taken literally. There is a Rambam who discusses that one of the main Yud Gimli Karim is that we don't have Hashem doesn't have a physical body, and that's the essence of the first piece in Mor Nevuchim when it says Tzelem Elokim, that we're created in the image of God. It doesn't mean just like we're physical, that God is physical. It just means these ideas to help us understand, to grasp certain concepts. Okay, continues the Gor now. The Gor is going to go, the next part is going to discuss the differences between Yechezkel and Yeshayahu. Omer Ravam. Everything that Yechezkel saw, Yeshayahu saw also. Vlam Yechezkel doima. So what's this compared? What do we compare Yechezkel to? The Ben Kfar Shiro es Hamelech. To a villager, he gets to see the king. So when a villager who's not really familiar with this, he gets all excited. Everything's such a surprise to him. You have a tourist, Lahavdil, who comes into Manhattan. They get so, wow, look at the big buildings, look at all the bright lights. They go home. You have a person who works and commutes every day into the city. They don't go home and tell their wife about all the big lights. It was a regular day at work, honey. It's normal. I'm familiar with this stuff. So Yechezkel was like a Ben Kfar. Lama Yeshaya, so was Yeshaya compared to? The Ben Krach. So he's a city dweller. Shiroh Samelch, he's familiar with these things. Therefore, he doesn't go into such detail describing it. Omer Ish Lakish, Ma'ay Dichsi, was mean the pasuk Ashir Lashem Ki Go Go'o by Parshas Beshalach, right? By the Shiras Hayam, Shira Lemi Shemizgai Al Hageim. This is a Shira, a song of praise, one who's above the Geim, the exalted ones. To Omer Mar, Melech Shebechayos Ari. The king of the animals is the Ari, is the lion. Melech Shebehemus, the that's of the Chayos, of the king of the. It's the source for the Lion King, right? There you go. Melech Shebehemus, the source for a behemus is the shore, is the ox, that's domesticated animals versus wild animals. Melech Shebeofos, the king of the birds, is the Nesher, the eagle. The Adam is Gael Alehem, and Adam has a gaiv over everybody. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mizgael Al Kulon, the Al Kol HaOlam Kula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above everyone, he's above all the creatures. Because you have four different types of creatures, man, eagle, ox and a lion, and Hashem is above all those. Ksivechad Omer 1 Pasuk says, Demus Pnehen, Pnei Adam, Upnei Arye, El Hayamin, the Arbatan, Upnei Shor, Mehasmol, the Arbatan. So you have, they had like a face of man, in front of the face like a lion on the right side, in front of the face like an ox on the left side. Because of an Elipa says, Arba'a Ponim Le'echad, Pneha Echad, Pneha Kruv, Pneha Sheni, Pneha Adam, Vashlishi, Pnei Arye, Varvi, Pnei Nesher. So it talks about the different faces, but it doesn't mention the shore. We just got through saying that there is a shore on the Kisei Yaakov, and according to this, there's not. There's like a different replacement, I should say. Ve'ilu shore lo ka choshev, it doesn't count the shore over here. So Amr Shlokish, Yechezkel Bikesh Alav Rachmim, Yechezkel was davening, asking for Rachmim, V'hafchu L'kruv, and he converted the face of the ox into the face of a kruv. Amr Lefon Ribon Shalom, Kategor Yaisa Tznegor, you're going to have the accuser, the Kategor, the ox is a Kategor, it reminds of the Cheta Egel, so that's going to be a Tznegor, it's going to be a defender for this, right? So it would be preferable for there to be something else on the Kisei HaKavod, on the Merkava, I should say, besides the shore. So my kruv, so I'm going to ask, what is a kruv? Amr Yavahu, Keravia Shechem Bavel Koin Leyanuka Ravia. Kruv is a baby. And that's the name in Bavel. They call the baby a Ravia. Omele Rav Papala Baye Elameata. If that's true, so then you have the following issue. Dichsiv Pneha Echad Pneha Kruv Pnei Sheni Pnei Adam, Vashlishi Pnei Aryeh, Vahrevi Pnei Nesher. So Haini Pnei Kruv, Haini Pnei Adam. You have a Kruv is a human being, so an Adam is a person. What's the difference, right? So the answer is no. Ape Rav Reve Vape Zutre. The face of a Adam, that's a big face. But the Kruv is the face of a small, like a baby, a small face. Kosev Echad Oimer. One pasuk says sheish kenafayim leechod. Each one had six wings, right? Two that covered its face, two wings covered the malach's feet, and two with it was flying around. Because of echad, another pasuk says arba'a ponim leachas, va'arba'a kenafayim leachas lahen. They had four faces and they had four wings. So which is it? Six wings or is it six wings? Lokasha says the Gemara. It's not difficulty. Kan bisman shebeis hamigdash kayim. Kan bisman she'ein beis hamigdash kayim. When there was a base of Migdash that had six, but when there was no longer a base of Migdash, that was only four. Kaviyachal shenis ma'atu kanfei achayos. It's as if it's kaviyachal like it was diminished. So now they're down. They went down from four wings from six wings down to four. So we ask, well, which two were taken away? Again, there was two on the face, two on the feet, and two was flying. Say hey minaihu imut, which was the miut. What was it diminished? Amrav Chananel, Amrav Osan Shomros Shira Bohen. It was the two wings they used to say Shira. Ksiv Hocha Uvishtayim Yofef Vakarazel Zev Amar. Right? They with two of them it flies. Yofef means it flies, and they called to each other and said, Ksiv Hatoif Einecho Bo Veinenu. With you set your eyes on it, right? Hatoif, it's gone. So that shows that was the flight of the wings. Those are the ones that were diminished. For Rabbanan, the Ram say no. The ones they lost, Osen Shemechasos Bahen Raglehem. The ones that they used, not the ones they used to fly around, but the ones they used to cover their feet. Shneimar Raglehem Regel Yeshara, because their feet were like straight. Ve'ilad the Imut, and if those weren't the ones that were taken away, removed. So how would you know what the feet look like? So clearly you see that the feet were not the ones that were not covered. One second. Dilma de'igloi v'chazyule. No, maybe they were just, they saw them temporarily, like the wings weren't always covering them. Those are still the wings that are there, but just they were moved for a second, and therefore they saw what it was. De'ilote mahachis, you don't say like this. Udumuspeim p'nei adam. The face looked like a human. So hachiname de'imadu. You have to say those one also left, because how would you know what the face looked like? Ela de'igale v'chazyule. It was revealed and they saw it. So hachinami also the igle v'chazile. They also were revealed and they saw them, and definitely were the ones that were taken away. So hachi hashta. What kind of comparison are you making? Bish lema ape. I understand when you tell me their faces are revealed. Or chara. That's the normal way. Laguli kaime rabe. You don't cover your face when you're talking for their master. So then it would make sense that they'd be covered. Kare, but their feet, right? Lav orchare, that's not derech eretz. Lagule kaimi rabi. You don't show up barefoot for that. So it must be, the pshat is that they did lack wings to cover their feet. Okay, continuing now, resolving steers between these psukim. Kos of echad, number one pasuk says, Elef alfin yesham shune, v'rivo rivavan kadamoichi yakumun. So with a thousand thousands they ministered, and with 10,000, times 10,000 they stood before him. Because of Echad, our number says Hayesh Mispar Ligedudov. Is there really a number to his troops? So lo kasha. Kan bismanch beis hamigdash kaim. One is talking about when the beis hamigdash is standing, right? There's no number to that. But kan bismanch ein beis hamigdash kaim. And when there's not a number, then there is a number to it. Kaviyachol shenis ma'ato famal yishamalo. It's as if the heavenly entourage became diminished, obviously with the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. This again, the idea is that the Beis Hamikdash is the Gilui Shechina, and that's the idea of Shira, of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha in the world. And when there's a Beis Hamikdash, that there's a Gilui of that. But when that becomes removed, then that's what means that the wings became diminished, that the Malachim became diminished. There's no longer an open revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world. Tanya, Rabbi Yomir Mishum Abba Yosi Ben Dosia, Elef Alfin Yisham Shune, right? Thousand thousands were ministering to him. Mispar Gedud Echad, that was the number of one troop. However, the Gedudov, but the number of troops that there are, ain't Mispar. You can't count how many there were. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Omer, Elef Alofin Yisham Shune, Linahar Dinor. That's talking about the river, Dinor River. Shne'emar Nahar Dinor, Nogeid Nefak Min Kadmohi, Elef Alfin Yisham Shune, V'Rivo Rivavan Kadmohi Yikumun. Pasuk in Daniel. So this is all these numbers are always talking about this river, but actually the one that's serving Hashem, those are too numerous to count. So Mehecha Nofik. So where does this river go? Mezeosan Shel Chayos. It comes from the Zeya, the sweat of these Chayos. Ulhechan Shofik. And where does it flow to? Where does it spill out? So Amorav Zutur Bar Tuvia Amorav Arosh Rishayim Big Gehinnom. It goes onto the heads of the Rishonim in Gehinnom. Shneemar, Hine Saras Hashem Chema Yotza Vasar Mis Cholel Al Roish Rishonim Yachul. That there's a storm of Hashem has gone forth in a fury. It's a whirling storm and it whirls upon the heads of the wicked. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Omer Al Asher Kumtu. It goes about those who were snatched away, meaning those generations that were never really created. Shneemar Asher Kumtu. Those were snatched for the time that their foundation was poured out like a stream. So that is implying that this Nahar Dinor is going on them. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yoshimin Hechosid Elu Tesha Meos Veshivim Vaarba Doros Shekumtu Lehibaros Kodem Shinivra Oilam Velo Nivru. These are the 974 generations that were snatched away before the world was created. We know that the Torah was given after 26 generations, right? From Adam Harishon until Moshe Rabbeinu was 26 generations. So the 974 before that were never created. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem stood up, Ushasolim Becholdor Vador, and he planted them, sprinkled them out within all different generations, these people who weren't meant to be created, but they were kind of put around. Vehein hein azi ponim shebador. These are the people who are insolent. These are the people who have an azus ponim, they're rude. They're the ones in every generation because they really belong to generations that should never have been created in the first place. Okay, a very esoteric daf, but we'll pick it up next time, Mitzvah Hashem, with Daf Yud Dalid.